Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's Thursday, September 25th, 2025.
Hi.
September 25th, 2025. 20.
You know what that means?
Do what? It
means the weekend already damn started, boys.
Oh, yes. That's what the that's what Al told us.
Jolson?
No, Go Rhythm.
Go Rhythm. Write it down. That's a good one.
Well, that's kind of a ripoff of the Space Jam character, right? Al G Rhythm? Isn't that what that is?
God, I don't know.
I took it as that.
You talking about the first one?
No, the second one.
No, I didn't see the second one.
Well, it was. I'm not. It doesn't compare, but I think that was. I think that was Don Cheadle. He has a name.
See, he's that, good though.
Oh, he's great. He's good as.
God, they got him in that
War Machine.
He might just be a voice on there. Yeah, he's in it though. But
some of those I knew I was going to skip. Tom and Jerry, wasn't going to watch it.
Yes. Even though a lot of people I like were involved in it, I was like,
yeah.
Like if the grandsons wanted to watch one of the Sonic movies, I'd probably would with Jim Carrey.
Oh yeah, but people like those though.
But there again, because of you, Fat Boy, because of you, I watched the damn Minecraft movie and it was awesome. Yeah, I watched it by myself.
I heard it was good.
It was.
You don't have to know anything about the game.
No,
well, that's
exactly right. Fat Boy kind of phrased it in a way that I knew it appealed to me, like it was like a more updated Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, like just a whimsical kind of thing.
Jared played Minecraft when he was like 10 to 12, when he was little.
Shoot, I know 40-year-olds that play it.
Really?
Oh yeah, I saw an old woman on TikTok playing the damn thing. And she's going around building stuff. And I'm like, how do you know how to work the buttons, you old bitch?
You old bitch. That's aggressive.
That's harsh.
Like our boy Travis over at Bowling Springs Sports Cards, he buys ads.
Hang loose.
They had some big Pokemon release the other day. And he, I don't know if he sent it to me or posted it on social media. But anyway, it was a security camera of showing people sitting out there waiting for it. And of course, grown ass men. And because kids had to go to school, right?
Yep.
And
can't sit out there if you got to go to skew.
And and this isn't anything. I trust me. I used to go and I'd get ends on when Beanie Babies were going to drop at Hallmark stores, and I would go there. I drove one time all the way to like past Tryon to some out of the way hospital because they had
on the gift shop.
Yes. Yep. I went up there for them. Princess Diana Bears.
Oh, I wonder if you went to the hospital they filmed The Fugitive at and got a Beanie Baby.
I don't know. It was really out of the way, and that's why, and this was Internet was going on, but like, you know, it was chat rooms and stuff, and I had Intel.
That was
a place that I know you. Like, why was Ty Beanie Babies? And it wasn't Hallmark either, because I think he would not deal with Hallmark.
Ty Warner.
He only dealt with kind of like mom and poppers, you know.
Yeah, I know you went to TC Berry's in Easley. Sat out there for a little bit.
I don't remember that name. I remember some place here on Woodruff Road down there, some like boutique kind of greetings card place. Yeah, somewhere your mama or grandma would like to go shop.
Yeah, little trinkets.
They sell them little landscape things of downtown Charleston. You know, they got the pavilion. I want that one if anybody has it. It's like a little die-cut piece of wood, but it looks like the pavilion from Myrtle Beach.
Oh,
it's like just
man.
A little trinket thing that sits on your table or whatever.
You know what?
I want one.
It's got to be on Etsy. I've been looking for a specific cup for about 15 years now.
Cup?
Don't say it on the air.
Well, it was local, and then it got, you know, sold.
And you're saying, why don't say it on the air? Because, and I haven't looked on eBay or anything for it. That just popped into my head about the pavilion thing. But if you let people know you're looking, this is what I figured out. If you let people know you're looking for it, they also become a buyer in that same market because they're looking for it. But they're not going to sell it to you for what they bought it for. You could have bought it for what they bought it for. We all competitors when it comes to buying things now.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to have to happen upon it. It's going to have to be a thrift store find or something like that.
Something like that.
I thought about contacting the company that made the cup originally to see if they still got them.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a company anymore. The Aladdin Company.
Oh.
Look, I'll pay top dollar for it because at this point I'm kind of tired of looking for it, to be honest with you.
Do you want to say what it is?
It's a bright orange hotspot mug.
Oh, my God.
I had.
Who was the male figure in your life that had that cup?
No, nobody. Like, I was the first one. Hmm. But it got ran over because that was my daily cup before I got my BBC, my big black cup.
Uh huh.
The Yeti back here. It was always the hotspot mug.
Love. You had to name drop. Like, it's weird. And, yeah. And Paige with her Stanley. Like,
God,
I get it.
It's taller than mine.
I know.
The pages right now could literally.
It's bigger than yours.
In little person, midget, whatever. I'm speaking to two different audiences now. If you've seen our numbers, we do really well 18 to 34. And then also that 45 to 64 number we're doing, which is like, you know, that's my demo, damn it now.
64.
But so you got to talk where everybody understands. And it's so tall that a small person could use it as a walking cane.
Really could.
Or a third leg for some. Like, were there midgets or little people in the Civil War? And, you know, because I'm thinking about the on-field amputations and stuff.
I kind of want to know that now.
I waited for these.
I think they were all in the circus then.
To go on sale. And this was.
Oh, see, now this is where the woman says, I didn't pay full retail on this.
No, no, no. And I waited, and there was a red one that I really wanted, but then this was the only one.
For feng shui?
I just like red. Oh. But I love purple, too, so I got this one.
Now, I don't wash this cup. It hasn't been washed in 3 years.
Oh, no, dude. Yeah.
Is it plastic?
No, it's whatever Yeti. It's like metal on the inside.
Okay,
or whatever.
Well, you need to wash it.
You got
to
wash it out.
Dude, it's always full. I'm always using it. And my wife says, if you get that mug, you're not going to use that one anymore. I said, I will travel with that one, and I'll use the mug at home.
You have a travel mug.
And you're putting,
well, this would be the travel cup if I got the mug.
Oh, now you don't have a travel mug.
No. You're putting water in it every day because there's microbes in water.
No. I'm 375 pounds. The only water I drink is if I accidentally go face first in the tub.
You need to drink water.
Damn it, from the heart.
If you got a bright orange hotspot mug, I want it.
And
not the thicker one, the big orange handle. It says Aladdin plastic on the bottom of it.
About how tall? Like, is it how many ounces? No,
about like this. 64, I believe it is.
Wow.
This is the one they sold in the 90s, early 90s.
Yeah.
It says 49-cent refills on it.
One thing I will say about these super huge mugs that everybody carries now is that, good Lord, somebody texts in. Somebody they work with has one the size of literally looks like an NFL football.
Ah, the Duke.
If that sucker was full of alcohol, or not, you know, liquid, I should say. It's probably alcohol, though. Many of you. That's why it's so dark. It's mysterious. You've drank it all, so all the smells way down at the bottom, and no one can get their nose all the way in there to smell
it. Mimosas every day.
And,
it's just juice.
It explains a lot of the driving here in Greenville. But that big old mug right there, though, if it's full, y'all doing some lifting. I mean, you really are. And do you switch the arms?
Mm.
Yes? That was just a sigh. Yes?
I think I need my right hand because it is kind of heavy if you want to feel it.
Oh, yeah. Try to pick it up.
Oh, the mug.
Mine does not have
a handle. Excited. Come here.
I bought a handle for mine, but it
looks
stupid.
But this is nowhere near full. Even, yeah.
Because I've already drank half of that this morning.
That's probably a good 3 pounds, mm-hmm. 4 pounds. I mean, that's versus somebody, you know, back in the 50s, they're drinking them little 8-ounce tiny-ass Coca-Colas.
But I drank.
Although it's made of glass, so you could use it as a weapon afterwards.
Do you have that specific find you're always trying to look for? Like, I got something else, too, that I've always, like, what keeps me going to thrift stores. Haven't found it yet. I could buy it, but I don't want to buy it. I want to, you know, find it.
I can only imagine.
It's an amber glass McDonald's ashtray. You remember those?
Yes.
Those were nice. Not the little tin ones.
McDonald's ashtray.
It's an amber glass McDonald's ashtray. They used to have them in the restaurants.
I have two ashtrays in my collection that I don't use, obviously. What is that laugh? One of them, I think I've burned incense on before.
That's just the incense holder.
Because it's the, you know, it's the kind that has the little crinkles in the middle, like at the back of a dinosaur in the middle, so you could lay down the whatever. And I've got one from Alan Jackson's. It's closed now. Alan Jackson's Country Bar, something or another. I got that at a yard sale. And then I have a freaking like 1970s. It's all clear glass. I was hoping you were going to play Tongue Punch My Fart Box. Because I get royalties off that now. So
I don't want you to have a dispute with Alan.
It's a Holiday Inn, and it's clear, you know, glass, but it's Holiday Inn written in, you know, embossed or whatever the hell it would be called.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
It's very heavy and like ornate. And like, God, you know, no wonder this ended up here. People are going to steal them. They're nice.
My grandpa had one that was tall. It was a long black stem, but in the middle of it, like it disposed of the ashes. It was like metal in the middle, and you turned it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that. I remember those. Yeah. But I also remember going to a gas station here in Greenville that in the bathroom had that old white box that hung on there, and it half of a liquid feel, probably just water, but a rag would come down, and you would wipe your hands off on it, and then the next person would hopefully pull it back down, and as it's going back through, it's washing it. But let's think. It's washing it in the same wash.
There's a place in town I guarantee has got one. I can't confirm it.
I want one, so keep your mind. No, I don't want that. That's gross as hell.
Their bathroom's on the outside still. You probably know where I'm talking about. But if you got a bathroom on the outside of the store that you got to have a key to, you got one of those for sure.
Is it a restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's beside the restaurant of the same name. There's two of them right there beside each other.
Well, I was thinking of the other one that's near the place that used to get driven through all the time.
That's
one of those where, like, I appreciate. First off, let's be honest here.
You know they got one.
It's kind of cool. Now, a lot of you will scoff at this, but isn't it kind of nice that you can go to a place? Now, don't laugh. That you can go to a place, set your ass down. Before you even show them any money or anything, they're going to come up and bring you a drink or ask you what you want, going to serve it to you. They're going to cook whatever you want in there. Mm-hmm. And then while you're there, if you got to take a dump, feel free. Go back here and take a dump in our place.
Hi.
We, so especially nice. The saucier, you know, I'm not going to say a particular ethnicity, food. Those people are really asking for it. And the fact that they don't charge a premium to take a dump there is like they're – maybe they work that into the fees for the different, you know.
Dude, if I had a business and we had a public restroom, you could only take dumps in it. No number ones, just number twos.
I would never go in there.
Yeah, you would.
I was going to say something, but I'm stopped.
That's good then, because here lately you've been just saying about anything.
Say it's been wild. I was going to call
it. I'm kind of curious now.
I know. You want to smoke any bandit?
No, I'll just say it. Is that a store in the mall? Because I think I've been there.
Oh.
What?
I could be.
What? Where they just take dumps and don't flush.
Is it called the Pooping Pagoda, by chance?
Oh, that's a good one. Now you're going to make me think that way.
Oh, people, I love you.
Man, they're... I was at the mall recently within the past few weeks, and it's the bathroom situation is very interesting.
Shibaro.
Yeah, but everything else is all Asian food. Like, there's not much diversity now.
You went to the food court?
Yeah.
All right.
It's like, oh, it's all it is.
I've never been there.
There's not a lot, like...
You'll have your Chick-fil-A, of course.
I was going to say, your Chick-fil-A is your anchor now.
You got Shibaro, and you got Cocoa Balls. But the other stuff is all Asian food.
Like you said something else there.
Cocoa Balls. Well, you got the hot dog, or excuse me, corn dog place.
There's a corn dog place?
Yeah, over on the corner.
Mm-hmm. What's the variety of, like, what can you do different with that? They put all kind of different weenies in there?
I think so, maybe.
Different flavored weenies?
I think they make them in front of
big
corn dogs.
We got turkey corn dogs. We got shrimp corn dogs.
Kielbasa dog.
The batter is pancakes. You
it's
know,
just
like
real
they
thick.
Do those with sausage links. I've
sausage
had those.
Dogs.
So they make them with pancakes.
We had them in for school breakfast.
Ooh.
In the late 90s. Oh, yeah.
Trust that.
I think you had them at the sausage
God,
dog.
God, it was so good.
You don't know if it's really sausage until you take a full bite because you can't see what's revealed inside.
I don't like
inside.
Sausage that
like
has
them,
this.
When them Kinder chocolates.
You know, when you bite into a hot dog and it's got the skin on the outside and it crunches, I can't do that.
That's the casing.
What do you mean, like after it's grilled?
If you saw, that stuff wouldn't stay together if it wasn't for that so-called hot dog skin, as you say. Mm. That stuff would just be all just...
When you crunch?
You wouldn't eat it.
Do that.
You saw
oh,
the,
you don't like the skin? Oh. I eat them raw.
That's weird to
I'll
me.
Eat the skin off.
He swallows them whole, Toothpaste.
Yes, he's talented.
I can either eat the skin off or I can eat the inside out first and leave just the skin.
That's a porno. You're
talking about eating out.
Okay.
He gets those expensive ones from like a butcher that are all linked together, and he just sits there and just swallows them. Like he's the opposite of a freaking clown pulling scarves out of his freaking...
scarves.
Why am I having a sleeve? There we go. I just said sleeve. Like it's just one... Sleeves.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. Hold on.
Uh-oh. You got a lead for me?
I do. Well, no, I don't have a lead for you. I just got a... I won't say who the text is from, but it just says, Dumping Dillard's.
Oh, no. Oh.
I think that's
why he's going to go Target it next.
No. I think that's the one. Target, what's that supposed to mean? They have nice bathrooms.
Yeah,
that's the one that swallowed my sunglasses. That
so it almost got the belt too, right? Or did it get the belt?
No, the belt's the one that laid on the toilet seat at or the urinal, and I threw it away.
Oh, can I do a quick public
my
PSA?
My sunglasses flushed with the automatic flush, and I bent over to flush it. The damn thing slid off my collar and fell in there, and it flushed them down the toilet. And I was like,
glasses.
I sure as hell don't want to try to fish them out. You know how I am. I'm a pussy when it comes to that stuff.
Hey, if you left your white Range Rover at the station here, could you come get it? Because you don't know how to park, and I'm kind of aggravated that it's taking up my spot that I use every day.
Oh, wow.
Plus, if you got a Range Rover, can't you afford to take care of the flat tire, like, immediately?
Wow.
Oh.
I'm just stereotyping.
Why,
I'm assuming you got
the,
money.
After day one, you knifed the tire, and now
that's
you're
him.
Like, they're now they're still not. Get the other tire.
You're in my spot.
Do they have four?
I mean, they're sitting on 24s at least.
They're rolling on dubs?
Plus, you got the tag of the elementary school I saw in your front of your dash. I know you got some money, so you can come get your damn car.
Well, if they're driving a road, is it like a big one? Or is it one of them little tiny, like, I ain't really a Range Rover.
This is big.
Oh, is it?
And it's massive. They just didn't park it right.
They also spent a lot on maintenance.
Plus, what happened where you just pulled over in the station here and just... It's not an easy place to pull in at the time of day, I imagine, that you pulled in. Because you weren't here when I left a few days ago, but you were here the next morning.
I better not hear that somebody died in a dental chair.
I don't think that would happen. They left a note in the dash.
Oh, they did? What's
yeah.
it say?
It said...
Do we have a lead?
It said, I've got a flat. Do not tow. I'm going to come back and get it.
And it's been there how
today,
long?
Today, the 24th, they said I'm going to come get it, and that was yesterday.
Damn.
So it's been there at least 2 days.
Wow.
It's just aggravated it's not parked right.
Isn't it the rule 30 days, it's ours, right?
I think so, yeah.
Cool.
And we take pictures in it.
It becomes public property.
Paige, will you call Carvana? Or will you call Carvana?
Make it a mobile studio.
I'll do it on your chart.
Sure. My chart.
Go get your damn car.
Today we got a variety of different things we're going to get into, including a very last minute. I text Fatboy yesterday at like 2 o'clock. I said, change of plans. I want to do Matt Man's Conspiracy Mysteries. He's like, why? I said, because I think I almost just got scammed.
I didn't ask any questions. I left it alone.
Yeah. This was wild, y'all. I'm serious. Wild. But if I wasn't the deep thinker that I am, I would not have realized what was going on. And then right when it did, I was like, oh, boy, you fool. Almost a fool. That's what we'll call that segment, almost a fool.
Gotcha.
Mama didn't raise those. Nope. Mine didn't either. I don't know about yours.
Mm-mm.
I like to think I don't. What's the other thing we're going to do? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-774-0093. You can text us on that same number. It's the TLCMotors.com phone lines.
Open them up.
I know we don't give those numbers out quite often.
Well, it's only one now. It's the same number.
Well, it's a series of numbers. So
yeah.
I'm going to say that number. That number is just like one number.
But you can guess the first four numbers, I imagine.
Yes, I know what he's getting to, Paige, when I said that you spelled my number wrong. Like, that's what that – there's no other way to say it, to communicado it.
Really
you
not.
Spelled my number wrong. Well, how would you say it?
How would you say it?
How would you say it?
I believe you made a mistake. You spelled my number wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
It works.
It's two against one. We'll settle that argument this morning as well, then.
Also, there's no evidence of dwarves in the Civil War.
Oh, good.
According to Google.
Well, I mean, I guess that's good. Plus, I mean, they would have just ended up shooting all the Yankees in the knees. Paige,
yeah.
What is going on in the Pledge?
Well, here's a new...
What if they get on the backs, though, of the normal-sized soldiers, and then you got like a double barrel going at you then?
Why do we got them all?
Oh.
They should have had some, too.
Yeah.
Maybe those are the people that ran the cannons. I don't know.
You put them in the cannons.
The fish camp?
Who knows?
Okay. I think that's Scotty still.
Wouldn't you put a midget in a cannon with a knife in his hand? That's a weapon.
Like Wee Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Jackass Civil War. They're like shooting Wee Man out.
God.
They're slinging big Preston Lacy on like a wrecking ball through.
What the hell?
We would have won, Fat Boy, if you were involved.
Yeah.
Wee.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wee.
Paige, what is up in the play?
Well, so here's something I didn't know exists.
Shut up.
Is the butt crack piercing.
He's talking to you.
And someone lost theirs, and I'll tell you who next. In your eyes, guys, headlines.
What is that called?
The top of the crack, or like you pierce it together? Because then you go and sit there and butterfly your loaves.
Steve-O did this.
He sat cheeks together?
Yep.
God.
There's a couple of them.
My God.
Yeah, dude, I got the butt cheeks pierced.
He still does
man.
That stuff, too. Like you'd think.
Oh, yeah. He's calmed down a little bit. But
if you go see him or whatever, like, you want to see that.
Right? Yeah, he does comedy, but, like, yeah, put a stunt. Like, throw us a...
Yeah, like, smoke a cigar that ends up being an M80 or something.
Do the double back, something.
Yeah. Double what?
Do something to your nuts.
Okay.
All right, I'll do that during the break. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Our headlines brought to us today by Gosling Electric, and I'm just amazed by what you can pierce on your body.
Yeah, they got the Jill's ladder you can get.
Is that what that's called, the Jill's ladder?
I assume it was like Strangeland, the cover of the movie, you know, with the Tommy.
I wonder if Jack and Jill, like, what's Jack and Jill in other countries? I'm clearly, Jack and Jill is English, you know.
Anglo, if you will.
Maybe German kind of. Mm-hmm. It seems German. It seems like those kids were probably, like, wearing lederhosen or something.
No, I have That's nothing not against piercings. I have,
Thank you.
I have one, I guess.
I'm sitting on one right now.
Are you?
Yes.
That's amazing. Yeah. But I always think of that movie where, and I forgot the name of the movie.
Outsiders, West Side Story, Silence of the Lambs, Finding Nemo,
Human Centipede.
Never saw any of those.
Imagine if one of them had a piercing in the Human Centipede, and they all just got linked together and had to get Alexa, oops, to call the EMT. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
That's my new voice.
Make somebody's call. If I said that, it might make people listening on theirs call. So I'm not going to say that.
Wow.
This world of artificial intelligence.
It's scary.
You got to say your echo. Make your echo go off.
We're going to go back to January with our story. And this person revealed that she got a $13,000 diamond butt crack piercing. That's a lot of money to put back there, I'm telling you.
Kim Kardashian.
And who's going to see you?
Kim Kardashian.
Like, where does the crack end?
You're doing that for the person who's going to be possibly entering your backside. I didn't say where. I just said the backside.
Well, the answer is, any guesses who it would be? You said Kim.
I said Kim Kardashian.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Like, say one that you don't think is real.
She has curves.
She has curves. Nicki Minaj.
Cologne?
She got the black curves.
She went to curves. That's where she works out. Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
It was weird to wear Curve cologne, but also realize it's a place for, I think, just large women to go work out.
I think it was. Like
Curves, yeah.
Yeah, but I wore the cologne.
Oh, good for you.
But it wasn't for big women.
Oh. I mean, everybody had Curve.
I have curves. So, Cardi B is the one that we're talking about. And unfortunately, she lost the piercing that she paid $13,000 for. Oh. Butt crack piercing.
Where did
a month does later.
Does it say where it was cracked at or pierced?
Well,
that's a good question.
She says, and she was on someone's podcast, and she was talking about this whole thing, and she said, I realized, I was like, hold on.
Wait a minute.
I was looking around, and I was looking at my pants and my panties and stuff, and I'm like, yep, went down the toilet.
Was she dressed as Hulk Hogan while she was doing this?
You know, she was wearing pants and panties. That's all I know.
Pants and panties?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which we generally do as women.
Oh, you
We're
do?
We're both.
I think it's real sexy when a woman is not wearing underwears with like a dress or a thing. Or even with leggings. Uh-huh. Like that's hot too. But with blue jeans.
Especially if she's been to the lake all day.
Not even that, just jeans. Like swamp ass. I pretty much wear denim every day. Like, generally speaking, I'm a big fan of denim. The color blue.
Hey,
okay, jean boy.
I don't like any of the other colors. I chose blue.
No black jeans?
Black blue jeans?
Black jeans matter, but I just don't particularly like them.
I do.
It clashes with my shoes.
I think if I was looking at my closet, and I think if you looked at me and you're like, okay, animal print, black and pink, that's all you wear. A little bit of blue thrown in there and green.
So you say, okay, we're in a woman's house.
It's all pink on the inside of the closet, you're saying?
Is it all pink? As a matter of fact, it is, because I do have like a pink oriental rug in that room.
Whoa now, Paige.
Yeah, they made those.
That's what you call them.
Do your bedroom, can I ask this question? Is your bedroom all pink on the inside?
Just.
Like, is it all pink on the inside?
Well, I have.
I've never been in there before. Not your bedroom.
No, I guess you haven't. So I have a pink rug.
Yeah.
In the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
By my desk in my bed. And then I have a little pink one in the closet.
What do you do at the desk? Is that where you come up with the news every morning? What do you do at the desk? Like, what do people do at the desk at the hotel?
I study at the desk. I write.
What do you study?
What do you write? Grocery list?
No, I'm kind of like, I'm dabbling in a screenplay again.
Dabble in some sleep. Dabble in relaxing.
I do, but that's what I enjoy.
At this point, it would maybe serve you better to be homeless because you're never there.
I am there.
Just buy you
more time
a buggy.
There. Like yesterday, I was home in the evening.
I ride by a place where there's about four buggies, Paige, that I think I could throw one in the truck and bring it over to your place, and we'd just move you out.
So yeah. Cardi says that the piercing didn't hurt because it was, you know, the part of where, that part, upper part, I imagine.
Yeah, the top of the crack.
Yeah.
Coin slot.
So that part is numb, thanks to, she had a reduction surgery back there, so it kind of gets
look at
she
that.
She had a BBL.
She got, now was hers real all along? Her butt?
I don't know.
Okay, a reduction. Like, so if it was real, imagine you women out there that do the hardcore squatting, and I see the routines. I follow a couple of them on Instagram just because it's fun to watch.
Are they very flexible?
It's women doing yoga. And, I mean, but then you hear about, or some of you that got the fake ones put in. I ain't judging you. But then you see her over here with the natural one, perhaps, and getting a reduction. It's like Paige talking about hating her boobs.
She's not that good looking, right? Like, she don't do anything for me. Like, I think Nicki Minaj is good looking. Cardi B, like, not really for me.
I think if we're talking specifically in the genre of hip-hop butts, I have to say that I like Glorilla. I also like her tone.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know where she stands politically. I don't care.
I think Cardi B's beautiful.
Have you seen like the live streams of the Hulk Hogan stuff? Was that Cardi B?
That was Nicki Minaj, but maybe I've seen too many videos about Cardi B farting, talking about farting.
Well, I was thinking maybe that's how she lost it. Like, she farted and the thing went straight up because you're wearing tight pants. Where's it going to go? It's going to go out the front, you hope not, or the back. So it could have just blew that thing straight up in the air.
Plus, Stefan Diggs.
It landed in somebody's shrimp cocktail. It'd be like a naked gun. She farts and her butt piercing flies over and lands in somebody's cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen Naked Gun?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
That was... man, y'all be in some a-holes right now.
That was...
What did I say that was bad? Did I say something?
No, I was just going to say something cool.
Oh, say it.
You just railroaded the hell out of me like twice already.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say it cool now.
I don't remember, actually. But, you know, it's... look, Stefan Diggs.
Start to lower my mic if I start to do that again.
It's all good. You'll talk about... You'll have a lot to say about what we got coming up with Matt Shaw. Matt Shaw's the Cubs rookie who left the game to go to Charlie Kirk's funeral. So we'll have some comments from Matt Shaw, and Gary Cohen said some stuff that might get him in a little bit of hot water.
Oh, Gary.
He's a broadcaster for the Mets. You don't know who he is, but you about to.
I'm going to find out.
If you don't go pee for 5 minutes, I guess.
Who was the first player that you said, though?
Matt Shaw, Cubs rookie. He made news because he went to Charlie Kirk's funeral. He missed a game to go to the funeral.
Stephon Diggs.
Oh, yes, Stephon Diggs. Okay. That guy.
I may have to step out during that because I'm a big fan. I've been a digger for like the last 11 years, I think. So, and I'm also going to quit talking now, okay? Smart ass.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles.
I also want to give credit to, you ever heard me talk about P1 Big Brown?
Oh, yeah.
He, to the question, what are they called, Jack and Jill and other, you know, outside maybe English-speaking countries? Big Brown says Hansel and Gretel. But did they not get eaten?
Did they?
Did they not
get
cooked? They got cooked in an oven, didn't they?
I think so.
I think they put the witch in the oven.
Somebody got put in an oven.
It was the witch.
Which one left breadcrumbs?
They tricked her.
That was Hansel and Gretel, right?
See, that's a stupid thing. They were inviting bears to follow them to attack them.
They didn't want to get lost.
But you go leave food? Leave rocks or something.
They made that a horror movie, right? Hansel and Gretel.
I know they made Winnie the Pooh a horror movie. I don't know about that.
They're going to make a second one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Popeye the Slayer, man. They emailed us. Did you know there are 25 student athletes in America whose parents named them ESPN?
What?
Oh, God. The amount of athletes named Kobe now that are like 18, 19, 20 years old is ridiculous, too.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant plays for the Seahawks, but he spells it C-O-B-Y.
C-O-B-Y. Yep. And then you got like Cody Bufkin and like or Kobe rather.
Kobe Rhodes.
That's Cody. Kobe Rhodes.
Oh, my
Kobe.
God.
Kobe Rhodes. It says a Bowling Green linebacker, probably the most notable, named Gideon ESPN Lamprin. But he pronounces it Espen. Like, come on, man.
That's just plain silly.
That's how some of me and my friends would pronounce ESPN. We'd say Espen. Like we did. Yeah, it was kind of.
Giving your kid a stupid name should be a form of child abuse. That should be punishable with jail time.
They at least should be able to, like, change it for free and not pay, like, the $1,500 or whatever it is to the court. I mean, come on, government. I'm friends with you on some stuff, but things like that. We got to pay you to get married, and then we got to pay you, like, 100x to get divorced. Some states, you got to take a year and decide if you really want to do this.
Yeah, these women that get married a lot.
Hell.
Get hyphenated. They got to do all that crap.
How about if you had to pay for a lawyer to get married? Nobody would ever get married.
Well, if you do a prenup, I mean, like, all of it.
Save you some money.
Rob doesn't do prenups. It's not an attack on him.
I know a couple that got married.
Or family law.
But they already had the same last name. So she didn't have to change hers. It was already her name.
Boy, I would have done that like a 46 in me to make sure we were not related. Can you imagine?
If you married another Harris.
Oh, my God. Oh, I've got to send a card to my great-grandmother. She lives in Iowa. Wait a minute. Yeah. My great-grandmother lives in Iowa. I'm sorry I chose Iowa.
Yeah, I'll take a tour.
I know. That's where our boss is from. Mark Hendricks.
So, Matt Shaw is the Cubs rookie. Cubbies! He missed the game this past Sunday to go to Charlie Kirk's funeral in Arizona. I'll play you his comments why he missed the game. But first, I'm going to play you Gary Cohen, who's the announcer for the Mets. And here's what he said about Shaw missing the game.
Is he related to Waffle Cohen?
Probably. The brothers.
Matt Shaw leads off for the Cubs. He had a base hit his first time up. Shaw had Cubs World in a tizzy this weekend when he was not here for the Cubs game with the Reds. Game they lost 1-0, and in which his lack of presence was felt. It was later revealed that he had been given permission to attend Charlie Kirk's funeral. And I don't want to talk about any of the politics of it, but the thought of leaving your team in the middle of a race for any reason other than a family emergency really strikes me as weird.
Said it strikes him as weird. Now here's Matt Shaw talking about Charlie Kirk's funeral and missing the game.
Charlie, he was, he was someone that I met at the apartments in Arizona where I lived, and then someone who was one of the biggest Cubs fans I ever met. And he texted me after every game. You know, great win for the Cubbies, and he was super, super supportive of us, and obviously someone who's really faithful, so we connected on that front. I made sure that everybody I talked to, I had their support, that they knew why I was going, that I wasn't leaving just to leave, that it was something that was really important to my faith.
Wow.
I don't know the timing of how the comments matched up.
Was he responding to that? That's what I was wondering, because that sounded well-balanced. If it was after. If that was prior to, it sounds more sensible.
When are you going to learn?
That's just more of the ripple effect of that, you know? Like, you know.
It's like, we're not there yet.
No.
We're not at a point to where you can mention it and not catch heat for it.
And the point that keeps getting made, at least what I've seen, it's like we want to equate that to other people. Like we all had this hard on to say Mount Rushmore of this, Mount Rushmore of that, the goat. But then when you start trying to compare tragedies, you're literally having a pissing contest over death.
Yeah.
And which one was mattered more than this. I'll tell you something. I've went to friends funerals and not went to family members' funerals. And I'm not talking about close family, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I've missed them all.
See, I don't want to even get riled up about it because it's like one thing. And watch, this guy's ratings are probably triple now.
Yeah. Like, how can you how can you say that? Or just, you know, look, he's coming up to bat and, you know, just like, don't mention it.
It's a bait thing.
I mean, why is that important?
Yeah.
I mean, and see that guy's saying, I don't even care what his name is. What is his name?
Gary Cohen's the announcer.
Okay. You know.
For now. I don't want him to lose his job. I really don't.
I mean, it comes to, with the comparables, but, I mean, that's just, like, where we are on this. Like, if it had been this situation, or if the guy is of a different way of religion thinking, you know, and he wanted to wear a certain type of garb or anything like that, it's more of like we want to encourage that diversity, but then when you have your own diversity where you're like, I put my faith before I do my job, because that's what it is. They're the loyalty to their own team.
Uh-huh.
Fewer and far are the ones who stayed with the same team, so the loyalty mm-hmm. goes back and forth. That's LeBron, but that's his faith. I mean, and that's his friend. So put that before your job, always.
Of course. It's about humanity and giving yourself time to heal and also paying your respects for someone that you knew.
Knowing the fact that Charlie Kirk would text him as busy as he was, both of them busy, but text him, you know, after every game he pitched or whatever, like, now it doesn't make me feel as bad when I text some of the wrestlers saying, man, I enjoyed your match last night. That was real good. Yeah. You know, like, am I bothering them? Or when I die, probably, they will think that, shut up.
That's we're out of here.
They get their instant gratification on Twitter. I know. Or X.
You're wrong for that.
You are. You're wrong for that. All right. I'm going to set this up for you. I am going to, there's a song. It's my rejoin week. There's a song that I've played before that, you've heard, and many of you despise this song, but I want to use this as an example to why mentally I am not going to be 50 years old next month.
Okay.
I want to know if there. I want you to listen to as much of it as we can play, and then I want you to text or call in and tell us how old you are, and if you find it to be funny. Because we were talking the other day about Leonardo DiCaprio is 50, and he says mentally he feels like he's 32.
Which is an odd age to revert to.
Well, he's not to the 33rd degree yet. But it's kind of a thing like the age versus the mental, what makes you laugh, what you think is ridiculous, what makes you what some would call immature. Because I think this makes me immature.
It's going to be a good social experiment to see where people think they are.
And be real with it. Don't think, like, what filter you got to put it through. Like, be real and think, is this funny? Is this funny? Are you laughing right now? And parents, I'd watch kids listening. All right, here we go.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.